In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Bill Robertson, Manager of Cotton Agronomy, Soils, and Physiology for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I was in South Alabama, South Georgia, and across the Florida Panhandle last week, and their crops are still holding up fairly well. The irrigated looked good. Their dry land was really starting to have a need for moisture, their dry land cotton, their dry land peanuts. But they were really at about the point that they were not worried about additional vegetative growth, and they were just wanting to fill out what was on the plant. But, you know, we think about the dry conditions there, and then look at Oklahoma and the Panhandle of Texas. It's just a complete opposite of what they had last year in terms of the rain. From everything that I hear, they're set on a potential of a good crop right now.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If we look in the Mid-South, we look at percent open bolls, they're really ahead of the curve right now from where they generally are. The hot, dry weather has really sped up that crop, and most likely it's probably going to be at the expense of yield to some degree, because I really wouldn't expect the top crop to be kind of where it's been in the last few years. But we look at the eastern side of the Mid-South, thinking about Tennessee and northern Alabama. They've had a tough row to hoe all season long. We look at the Easter freeze and the problem they had with their wheat and their corn, replant the corn. They've had dry weather following that, so in that area of the Bell where they're typically dry land producers, the corn and cotton is really taking it on the chin. That's probably some of the toughest conditions in the state.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the latest USDA crop conditions, Alabama, 61% of their crop is very poor. Virginia is 53%, so certainly those are two of the states that are pretty bad shape. But we've got Missouri, North Carolina, South Carolina, with a third of their crop being rated as very poor, and Tennessee's just knocking on the door in that part. If we look out west, the California crop appears to be in pretty decent shape, with 100% of their crop rated as good to excellent. Arizona, a hair over a third of their crop is rated as fair, so it doesn't look like they're quite as good a shape as the California crop.